إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد. Dear Ikhwan, we have discussed the beginnings of the nasiha and advice of Luqman to his son. For indeed Luqman, alayhi salatu wassalam, he advised his son with a piece of nasiha that each and every one of us can benefit from, first implementing it upon ourselves and likewise advising our children with the same. You remember he mentioned that which is related to Allah Azza wa Jal commanding with being dutiful to one's parents, even if those individuals are kuffar, even if they are non-Muslim parents. That Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ, that if the two of them strive and fight against you to make shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, if they strive and fight against you and compel you to make shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, with that which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them. Allah Azza wa Jal then establishes the principle as it relates to any of the creation and being obedient to them. And that is, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ, that there is no obedience to the creation in that which necessitates disobedience to the Creator. And so, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded that if they strive against you in that regard, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then do not obey them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, but live and dwell with them in the dunya in a manner that is good. And indeed, Ikhwan, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would advise with the same. As occurs in that authentic hadith, when Asma radiallahu anha approached the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that verily my mother, she seeks from me to join the bonds of kinship with her, wa hiya raghiba, and she desires that from me. Yani she was a non-Muslim, mushrik. And so the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded her that you should join the bonds of kinship with her, even though she was a non-Muslim. And so, Ikhwan, even the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which is established in the Sunnah, is that the Messenger advised with the same. If that is the case with the non-Muslim parent, فَمَا بَالُكَ بِالْمُسْلِمِ, if that is the case with the non-Muslim parent, Ikhwan, then what about those who have Muslim parents? Those who Allah Azza wa Jal had blessed to be born into Muslim families, or that their parents embraced Islam. No doubt, Ikhwan, the duty that one has to them and the compulsory nature of being dutiful to them and being good children and being good offspring is, of course, Ikhwan, more binding. And thus, that which is related then to being dutiful to one's parents, Luqman al-Hakim, he commanded his son and reminded his son of that which is related to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal as it relates to that. And that, brothers and sisters, no doubt, has in it a benefit for parents. And that is that it is not considered arrogant, or yani that the parent is seeking station with his child by reminding him of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not arrogance. Neither is it him reminding his son or his child of the necessary nature of him being compliant to him, because Allah has made that wajib upon him. But he reminds him, ikhwan, of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated the affair. It is not something that I am commanding you with, or that I am oppressing you in regards to. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded you with that. And so for that parent to remind his child, to remind his son, his daughter, to remind her son, her daughter, of the fact that being dutiful to one's parents is compulsory upon them, there is no issue with that. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, after reminding, or after informing us of the nasiha of Luqman to his son concerning his parents, he mentioned, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, and follow the path of those who return back to me, yani those who return back to me in repentance. And that, brothers and sisters, is a reminder and an admonition to return back to the path of the Anbiya wal-Rusul. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, and return back to and follow the path of those who repent to me. And the best of them and at the head of them are the Anbiya wal-Rusul, the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, then to me will be your return. فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, concerning the affair, ikhwan, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions then, to me is your return, and then I shall inform you of what you used to do. Concerning the ayah, Shaykhana Shaykh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali, حفظه المولى ورعاه, he mentioned, ثُمَّ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابْ وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ تَرْجِعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَتُطِيعَهُ وَتَعْبُدَهُ مُتَّبِعًا سَبِيلَ الْمُنِيبِينَ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَأَتْبَاعِهِمْ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ النَّاصِحِينَ وعباد الله الصالحين تقوم بحق الله تبارك وتعالى وحقوق العباد فإن هذا سبيلهم. He mentioned that this then is that you return back to the path of those who repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. ترجع إلى الله, return back to Allah Azza wa Jal, obey him, worship him, and follow the path of the munibina إلى الله. Follow the path of those who return back to Allah, from the Anbiya, from the prophets, and from their followers, from among the ulama and nasiheen, the ulama who used to give advice and who continue to do so. وَعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ, and the worshippers of Allah, the righteous worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Establish the haqq of Allah Azza wa Jal. Establish the right of Allah and the right of His servants. فَإِنَّ هَذَا سَبِيلَهُمْ, for indeed this is their path. This is their path. That they would not be independent, depending upon their own understanding, depending upon their own ability to grasp and to يعني, sift through the many texts and the many ayat and ahadith and the many understandings that are present. لا. They would follow the path of those who preceded them. That, no doubt, ikhwan, has in it an indication of the fact that Luqman al-Hakim, he himself, in terms of his methodology, in terms of his manhaj, that he was Salafi. That is, that he returned back to and return the people back to the path of those who preceded them. Whether, ikhwan, and that which most of Ahlul Ilm hold, was that he was not from the prophets or the messengers. And thus he was a righteous individual, returning individuals back to the path of those who preceded them, from the prophets and the messengers and the righteous. And that is the call of Salafiyya, to return back first and foremost to the path of the prophets and the messengers, and then to return back to the path of the ulama and nasiheen, as-salihin, those who gave advice and da'wah and continue to do so in our time, the path of the salaf of this ummah. And that was the path of the prophets and the messengers and their followers from among the salihun. Many of the mufassirun, they say that Luqman, he lived during the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. And so he was from among the righteous and the upright who lived at the time of Dawood, and commanded with returning back to the righteous. So, ayyuhal ikhwa, this advice is one that we see our ulama advising with, returning back to the companions, and prior to them returning back to the prophets and the messengers, and at the head of them as it relates to our time, and as it relates to our ummah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then our sheikh, he mentions, ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ مَرْجِعُ النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. That indeed the return of all of the people, after he mentioned the statement of Allah, then to me is your return, and I shall inform you of what you used to do. That the return of all of the people is back to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he shall enumerate for them their deeds, and every single thing that they used to perform, and everything that returns back to them, he shall inform them of that. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ هَلْ قَامَ الْوَلَدْ بِبِرِّ أَبَوَيْهِ وَهَلْ اسْتَقَامَ الْأَبَوَانِ عَلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ الْحَقِّ وَسَيُحَاسِبُهُمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا كَانَ يَأْمُرَانِهِ أَوْ يَأْمُرَانِكَ بِهِ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. He mentioned that indeed, similarly, from that, yani from the affairs that Allah will inform you of, is that he will inform you of whether or not the son, if one was a son and a child, yani a son or a daughter, did that son, was he dutiful to his parents? Was he dutiful to them? That shall be from the affairs that they will be informed of. Similarly, were the parents themselves upright? Were the parents themselves upright? And that is something that we've mentioned, ikhwan, time and time again. That it is not, ayyuhal ikhwa, that we command our children, and that we na'murahum wa nanhahum, we command them and we prohibit them, and then there is no manifestation of that command or prohibition upon ourselves. And then we're upset with them because they followed our way. We're upset with them because they're just like us. That, ayyuhal ikhwa, is from the affairs that we see these verses guiding us to. That you yourselves are upright examples. That you yourselves are righteous. That you yourselves are dutiful to your parents. Let your children see that in you. And then when they disobey your command, then that disobedience is not on the basis of them emulating you, Ya Abdullah. And so, our Shaykh, he continues by mentioning that the return then is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he shall inform his servants. And all of the khalq, all of the creation, they shall return to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَسَوْفَ يَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal shall ask and question all of the creation, each and every one of them. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ. كل بني آدم, each and every one of them. كل بني آدم, he mentions, they shall be asked. بل الجن والإنس. In fact, the jinn and mankind, all of them shall be asked, and all of them shall be questioned. سوف يسألهم فلنسألن الذين. He mentions the statement of Allah عز وجل. فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين. that verily we shall question those who were sent, who the messengers were sent to. وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Similarly, we shall ask and we shall question the messengers themselves. That we shall question those who the messengers were sent to. وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we shall question similarly the messengers. وَلَنَقُصَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّ غَائِبِينَ. Allah mentions, and then we shall inform them, and we shall narrate to them with knowledge, for verily we were never غائبين, we were never absent. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ. And then the mizan, the scales on that day, will be established and erected in truth. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whosoever scales are heavy on that day, then they are the muflihun. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And those whose scales are light, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Then they are the ones who have wronged themselves and have lost out as it relates to their own souls, because of that which they used to belie from our science. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Our Shaykh, he mentions, وَيُعْطِ اللَّهِ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى كَمَا ذَكَرَ فِي سُورَةِ الْحَاقَّةِ فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمْقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ فهو في عيسة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. He said, as far as those then, as far as every individual is concerned, then each and every one of them, he shall receive his scroll بيمينه, with his right hand. Mentioned, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Haqqa, as far as the one who is given his scroll in his right hand, then he shall say, come, look, read my book. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. Verily, I knew I was to meet my reckoning. Fahuwa fi 'eeshatin radiya. And then he will be in a blissful existence, a blissful dwelling. Fi jannatin 'aliya, in high gardens. Qutufuha daniya, the likes of which, or the branches of which, yani the branches holding fruits, they are hanging low. And it will be said to him, kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyam al khaliya. It will be said to him, eat and drink in ease because of that which you have done in the days that have passed. Because you utilize your days well. You utilize your time in the dunya well. You benefited from your existence. And so it would be said to you on that day, eat and drink, relax. Hani and lak. It will be given, the salam will be given to him. You have done well. He will be given the salutations and the greetings of the malaika. He will find the doors of Jannah open and present. And that will, that which will come to him from its fragrance and from its fruits and from its delights, without doubt will please him. Why? Bima aslaftum fil ayyam al khaliya, because of what you did in the days that passed. Remember, أيها الإخوة, that those days that passed that are being referred to in the verse, they are these days that are present. Those days that will be referred to then as al-ayyam al-khaliya, those days that have passed, they are these days that we are in right now. And each and every one of us must ask ourselves, what are we putting within those days? As many of the Salaf, they used to say, the ayyam, the days, they are stores. They are khazain. They are stores, either of good deeds or evil deeds. And each day that passes, it passes and leaves with what is within it. And it doesn't return. And one cannot reclaim it. And so, ikhwan, we have to ask ourselves, where are we in relation to that bushra? Where are we in relation to those who will be given that salutation, given those glad tidings? Kulu wa shrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyam al-khaliya. So those days that have passed are these days now. And some of them have already gone. And then he mentions, no doubt, ikhwan, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And as far as the one who will receive his book in his left hand, فَيَقُولُ, then he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. He will say, woe, that I had not received my book. If only I had not received my book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And that I did not know what my reckoning was. If only it was something that was unknown to me. I didn't receive it. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. If only it was that which finished me. يعني my death. That was the end of me. I just died. If only. If only. But as we know, ikhwan, as Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِدْوَانٌ. In the hereafter, one of two things. عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, severe punishment, or forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure. And so there is one of the two, no third. And so here, this individual will say, that indeed, woe, I wish I had not received my book. I wish that death was the end of me. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. Indeed, my wealth did not avail me. All of those days that we used just revolving around gathering wealth. That was our only concern. The only thing that really bothered us. The only thing that we were interested in, actually. As far as deen, it was just a pastime thing. Something that we just had to do. Salah, something that we just have to fit in around our gathering the dunya. And on that day, those individuals, they will say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. My wealth did not avail me. And my authority, then it has destroyed and it is gone. And then it will be said to him, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Seize him and bind him. And then throw him in Jahannam. And then fetter him with a chain 70 cubits in length. And that, brothers and sisters, no doubt is an evil end. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. As we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause us to benefit from the lights of this advice and this nasiha and the rest of the ayat that are present in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Kitabun Azeem. If only we were to read it and reflect upon it, ikhwan. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad.